Money 105.5 presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, from Rogerson Business Services, certified business broker, Andrew Rogerson on Money 2.0.
Good morning and welcome to 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm the host of the show, Andrew Rogerson. I've got two guests this morning. My first guest is a gentleman from Roseville, and his name's Brian Sharp, and we'll be talking to Brian shortly. I have a second guest from the East Coast, and his first name's Lenny, and his second name I'm going to have trouble pronouncing, so I'm just going to call him Lenny. His last name goes something like Verhoglet, but I'll ask Lenny when he comes on how to pronounce that, because I have trouble, because I've got a funny accent, but hey, that's life. So Brian's the CEO of a company called Go Big, and he's just released a new product called Presenter Box. So I'll be talking to Brian about his new product, Presenter Box. It's all about speaking. So if you're listening and you own a business and you're looking for a new marketing technique, Brian's got some suggestions for you. Lenny is the co-founder of Executive Care Franchise on the East Coast, and he's talking about Executive Care Franchise, which is a full service franchise for in-home care services to individuals and their families. So talking to Lenny about looking after the baby boomers and those sorts of things. If you listen to the show and you're driving and catch something that's of interest to you, you're welcome to download the show from my website. It's available from www.rogersonbusinessservices.com. I've got a tab across the top that says Media. Click on Media, and then there's a tab for 105.5 FM, and the recording for the show should be up there later this afternoon. So you're welcome to download that and listen to it when it's convenient for you. If you're listening, you've got questions, you're welcome to give me a call, 916-570-2674. That's my work number, and happy to talk to you about questions about buying or selling a business. And so that's what this show is about. This show is for business owners or those dreaming of becoming a business owner and looking for more information and ready to take action. We cover topics that include selling a business, buying a franchise, buying a business. Also include things about finance, legal issues, tax, accounting, as well as sales and marketing, which is what Brian, we're going to be talking about, sales and marketing this morning. Or as I like to say, this show is about where Wall Street meets Main Street. That's what I like to say, where Wall Street meets Main Street. My name is Andrew Rogerson. I'm a certified business broker and the host of your show. I'm certified through the California Association of Business Brokers. I'm also certified with International Business Brokers Association. I'm the author of four books, Successfully Start Your Business, Successfully Buy Your Business, Successfully Buy Your Franchise, and when you're ready to get out, you need a book for that, and that's Successfully Sell Your Business. If you'd like more information about the books, you're welcome to visit my website, www.rogersonbusinessservices.com, or again, you're welcome to give me a call. Selling a business, buying a franchise, give me a call, 916-570-2674. Each week, I like to cover a charity. There's so many things that are being done in the community, and the charities help our community get better. On Sunday, there's a event at Cut Loose, and Cut Loose is at 3449 Mission Avenue in Carmichael. And the folks from Cut Loose are putting together a charity to help a young lady who lived in Gold River, and she married and moved to the East Coast with her husband. And they came from Boston. Her husband comes from Boston. And they were there when the Boston Marathon explosion went off. And they had an unusual situation that they both lost their left leg. So Jessica is from Gold River, and the folks at Cut Loose are donating all the proceeds from haircuts. And they've got all sorts of things happening, popcorn and giveaways, discounts on different makeup and those sorts of things. So please get to Cut Loose on Sunday, this Sunday, June 30th. Starts at 9 a.m. and goes to about 3 p.m. All money goes to help Jessica and Patrick with their expenses of their rehabilitation. So they'd be really grateful. So again, Cut Loose, 3449 Mission Avenue in Carmichael. Their phone number is 916-480-9595, Sunday from 9 o'clock. And they would appreciate any help you can give. If you're interested in reading about becoming an entrepreneur, over the weekend I put together a blog which went live, and it's called What Does It Take to Be a Successful Entrepreneur? So if you have an interest in reading about what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur, you're welcome to visit my website and go to my blog, and there's a topic on there. If you've got some comments, you're welcome to make a comment. So I'd like to introduce my first guest this morning, a gentleman from Roseville. I've known him for about 3 or 4 years. And Brian, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can indeed. Yeah, thank you. How you doing?
Awesome. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, man.
No, good. I'm glad you came on board. I've been watching the rollout of your brand new product. Just give us the 30,000-foot overview. What's Presenter Box all about?
You know, it's the 30,000-foot view. We're an online video presentation service, so we've essentially aggregated all the tools, technology, all the training you need to use videos for marketing. That's kind of the short version.
Okay, that's great. So that's intriguing because video is becoming the force for marketing. So you've tapped into that and you put a product together. It's to help business owners. Is that the focus of the market you're targeting?
It really is. Yeah, I like you. I was learning video, found it very, very frustrating. And I guess, like, you know, you write a lot of your books about starting businesses, and a lot of great business ideas are born out of frustration.
Yes.
So,
yes.
That's kind of, there's got to be a better way. And so we tried to just build a platform just to make it easier for business owners, whether they're already using video or just trying to figure out how to get started using it.
That's fantastic. So we'll talk more a bit about Presenter Box as we go through the day. But just give me a bit of background. I think you've got a fairly strong sales and marketing background. That's what gets you excited each morning. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, I'm one of those guys who was kind of born and bred into sales. You know, I think I figured out at a young age, and it's probably what bred the entrepreneurial spirit in me, is that at 15, 16, going into sales with commission, you thought, wow, I can work less and make more than my friends. So always been around sales, had built several businesses over the last 15 to 20 years, and something that, you know, that we really enjoy, and speaking kind of became the marketing tool of choice for me, just because I really wasn't good at the other stuff.
Right, right. And so you've built this program around a sales and marketing effort, or that's really what you're targeting with it. The sales and marketing you've done, though, that's always been a core function of the businesses you've put together. Is that right?
Yeah, for the most part, we've had everything from insurance agency for 12 years and in the retail dealership business for 10 years, and then Go Big Company we've had for almost 7 years now, which is really focused on business development for small companies. So
tell me a little about Go Big Company. So do you still have Go Big Company that's still operating right now?
Yeah, we still do private consulting for small business, mostly service-based companies, and work a lot on the kind of the management operations and then the marketing strategy for building the company.
Okay, so Go Big Company still exists, and then so the Presenter Box complements what you're doing with Go Big Company then. Would that be fair to say?
It does, yeah. I kind of had a backwards rollout in the sense that I started off as a keynote speaker, and as you well know, as everything really shifted in 08, figured out they weren't paying the new guy out on the circuit. So I kind of flip-flopped my strategy and started focusing more on consulting. But in order to find clients and kind of build my brand, we chose to use speaking as that strategy, as that platform. So Go Big still there, something I truly love. I love building companies. And Presenter Box was just kind of born out of some of the tools we were using and aggregating. And like you said, video is where things are going. So we thought we were a little ahead of the curve on this one.
Yep, absolutely. Let me take a break. I've got to take a break right now. My producer's waving her arms telling me, Andrew, it's time for a break. So I always do as I'm told. So thank you for listening to 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. My guest this morning is Brian Sharp. And when we come back from break, I've got some more questions for Brian about Presenter Box and what he's doing with Go Big Company.
Money 2.0 is sponsored by Rogerson Business Services.
Call Money 1055 at 866-576-1055 and get your questions answered in real time right now on Money 2.0.
broker and host of Money 2.0. Listen live Tuesdays at 10 on Money 105.5 FM. Let's talk about how you can successfully run your business.
Tune in to Money 2.0 with Andrew Rogerson, certified business broker and author of four books, Successfully Start Your Business, Buy Your Business, Buy Your Franchise, and Successfully Sell Your Business. Hear Andrew Rogerson on Money 2.0 live, 10 a.m. Tuesdays, right here on Money 105.5 FM.
If you're a homeowner with good credit and you need to get a big chunk of cash, but you don't have enough equity or no equity at all, a bank can't help you. But at Cash Call Mortgage, you may be able to borrow 125% of your home's value on a second mortgage right now. Just call 866-590-CASH. Use the money for anything you want, including paying down credit cards. You might be able to swap out non-tax deductible debt for tax deductible debt, but check with your tax advisor first. Borrow up to $150,000 right now with a 125% second mortgage from Cash Call. Call 866-590-CASH. When bankers won't, Cash Call will. Call 866-590-CASH, 866-590-CASH, or visit cashcall.com. Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Credit and income requirements apply. Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780 and MLS Number 38512.
Money experts, every morning at 10 on Money 2.0. Now, back to the host, Andrew Rogerson.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm the host of the show, Andrew Rogerson, and my guest this morning is Brian Sharp, and he's the CEO of Go Big Company. And before the break, we're talking to Brian about his background. He's got a strong marketing background. That's what, when he was 15 years old, he decided marketing was where he wanted to be in life, and that's where he's put his focus. He's also been a keynote speaker. So, Brian, I'm interested to know, what did you start speaking? How long ago did you start your speaking?
It was about 6 years ago, and being on stage was something I always enjoyed. Speaking was kind of where I wanted to end up, but you keep building businesses in the meantime. So, professionally, about 6 years ago.
Okay, and what's the difference between a keynote speaker and a guest speaker? Or there's different types of speakers, I think. Tell me a little about the differences.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, what we found is that there's a lot of people who speak to grow their business, and there's a shift going on out there. So I think we've all been to that event where you see that person get up, they're the keynoter, they know they're the keynoter, they kind of think they're the coolest person in the room, and they really are in there with one agenda, and that's their own. And what we've been trying to do over the last few years with some of the training we've done, groups we've put together, like the Business Speaker Network, now like Presenter Box, is teaching business people how to become what we call more of a business speaker, someone that really focuses on adding value to the audience. We kind of have a mantra that says our responsibility, if that is to add value, not noise. And so so we're changing the game a little bit. We're going in there with the goal of serving, not selling, of adding value, of really making sure we teach the audience how to do something rather than just teach them how to do business with us.
So I love that comment you made, adding value, not noise. So
right.
I think that's impressive. So if somebody's listening and, you know, the typical thing is, I think that the worst thing in life, the most feared thing in life is public speaking. So
yeah.
So you've chosen to educate people about the biggest fear they have in life is getting up and speaking. But how do you, at a simple level, how do you help somebody through that fear of public speaking?
The first thing is let them know it's real. I mean, it's easy to say, oh, don't be. I'm nervous every time before I go on a stage, whether online or offline. You know, and that's a good thing. It's something I think it shows that you care. So the first thing is don't ignore it. I think the second thing is there's so many lanes now. You don't have to go stand on a stage with smoke and lights and craziness. You know, sometimes it's choosing to be on the board so you speak a little bit at a board meeting or your networking group or a Rotary Club. But now we have the opportunity for those of you that hate speaking in front of people, you can still use speaking as a platform by doing videos or blogs or teleseminars or video conferencing. Or you don't have to be physically in front of them. So it takes away a lot of the technical challenges, but it also takes away a lot of the physical and mental challenges people have had with presentations.
Fantastic. So I really like that because the term speaking, you tend to think of somebody getting up on stage, and if they're speaking, that's what a speaker does, get up on stage right. In front of an audience. But what you're explaining is there's different ways of doing that same thing, and I guess there's a progression to take as well. Is that right? If somebody wants to start at a certain place and get comfortable with that, then as the skills evolve and as their confidence evolve, they can move to different areas. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think the most important thing, you're a great example of what you showcase on the show, is that you bring in local experts, right? So a lot of people think, oh, I have to be Oprah to host my own radio show or to put on an event, and you don't. You know, you are usually the most knowledgeable person about your topic at any given time in any given room. And that's what people like you want on your show and Rotary clubs want in front of their members or associations. So, you know, you start with what you know, and you start with where you're comfortable, and then go from there.
You said that very well, because that's exactly right. The purpose of this show is to bring in local guests who are experts here in Sacramento, in the Sacramento area, and talk to the market and explain what they do. And, you know, I'm looking for guests who add value, just like you were saying before, adding value about their area of expertise and not making a bunch of noise. Just as a side note, I did approach Oprah to come on the show, but she was busy on a Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. So the thought was there. So if Oprah's listening, the invitation is still available. Oprah, if you'd like to give me a call, I'm sure
I'll co-host. even with your great accent, no luck yet, huh?
Actually, that might
Andrew. I'm hoping you get Paula Deen on.
Paula Deen, yeah. Next guest to look for is Paula Deen. So that should be a very short interview with Paula, I think. So that was a distraction. I'll have to avoid using my humor in future because it's totally thrown me. But so you were talking about speaking. So for a small business guy, why is speaking so important? What can a small business owner use in public speaking to help them move their business?
Yeah, you know, and I think what we do is we pull it back to just presentations because it's leverage. You know, I think the reality with what I've experienced as a consultant in the management side of a small business is we're all being forced to do more with less, which is
right.
a grossly overused term, but it's real, right?
Absolutely.
And the reality is we have to figure out new ways to generate revenue and find new leads. And the old way of cold calling, cold mailing even, cold emailing and trying to get in front of that one person and hope they want to do business. I mean, the buying cycle's changed. The decision process has changed. So what presentations allow you to do is get in front of more people that see value in your topic. You know, your show's a great example. The people who call in or listen in to this show see you as an expert, choose to make time to come listen to you. You add value, and at some point down the road, I'm sure you've experienced somebody said, hey, I've listened to your show for years, and I just all of a sudden had that need, and that's what we're really doing is, one, establishing you as an expert, which is the most valuable thing you can do as a marketer, and number two, you know, add value and content out there in ways that leverage you much greater and at much less cost than ever before. And so we're really lucky to have the tools that we have now, whether it's webinars or videos or workshops, whatever it might be.
Yeah, I love the way you said that because there is a total shift in marketing. You know, the old days of cold calling and picking up the phone and calling in or just walking into a business and doing business, trying to snare the owner so you could put him in a corner and sell him your product, that's gone. And so the new mantra is a website. You write blogs to educate people and make your skill set available. You do a radio show. You write some books. And you put together a bunch of videos. And so there's a strategy of putting all these things together. And then what you're suggesting is you bring them all together by having all these passive tools available. But then you then bring them together by getting out into the market and presenting yourself and getting people to have an interest in who you are. And then using your passive tools to say, hey, this person is somebody who I want to do business with. And that's part of is that the model that you've put together?
And so where you finish here is why we built Presenter Box, because then the problem became, well, how do I get this stuff out?
Right.
Or who's going to listen to me? And so we do that work for you. If you can do the video, we get it out to YouTube and online, and we help put on your registration page at Presenter Box. So we basically just take it over the goal line for you. That's kind of, you do the video, you do the presentation, we do the rest. And I think it's appropriate to say, you know, on this show you talk a lot about money. We all, and the old adage has always been cash is king.
Right.
And I think now in the world of marketing, content is king, right?
Absolutely.
And we're in the business now of aggregating and distributing that content in a meaningful way.
So before you were talking about presentations and things that a small business could do, what are some kinds of presentations that a small business should be using to generate leads?
I think whatever they're comfortable with. I don't know that there's a right or a wrong answer. Video is obviously by far, if you look at, you know, the statistics on how it shows up, I think they're saying now over 50 times more likely to show up than text on the first page of Google. Because you have to remember, Google owns YouTube, right? So they're in love with each other.
Right.
But, you know, it could be webinars. It could be videos. It could be live seminars and workshops. There's, you know, since we're speaking in the Sacramento market right now, there are thousands and thousands of speaking opportunities that they want to hear from experts just like everybody you have on this show, whether you do insurance or you do finance or you do business development, and they just don't know who you are yet. So there's live speaking opportunities, or you can even just do teleconferencing, podcasts. These things are so easy and so inexpensive to do, and the best part of it is if you are in business, you have the content. You have what you need to go out and do it, and that's where most people get stuck. They think, who wants to hear about XYZ? Well, guess what? If you're a health insurance guy right now, there's a lot of people who want to hear about you or,
right,
you know, any other hot topic.
Yep. That's great. So so Presenter Box is a solution, but what I'm also hearing is that you've got other add-ons that you can help. So you mentioned before there's thousands and thousands of speaking opportunities in Sacramento, and I think people would be surprised to hear that, but that's part of how you can help somebody then. Is that right? So Presenter Box is one of the tools, but you have a way of bringing all these different tools together that you can – do you offer a full suite of tools to help somebody put a marketing plan together?
We do, yeah. So we have some people that want a little more one-on-one help, and we certainly offer that coaching. Sometimes it's just to help create that one, what we call their signature presentation.
Yes.
For some of them, it's putting together their whole marketing,
yep,
and event planning, and or some just want a basic website to showcase them as a presenter. So we certainly offer all of that, but the beauty is Presenter Box, as it stands, has just about everything they need to do it themselves as well. So,
yep. If you're listening and you've got questions, I'm going to give you Brian's toll-free number before we run out of time. And that number is 800-745-3604. So if you listen to the show and you're thinking, hey, this is interest, but I'm not quite sure where I fit in, not sure, you know, what skills I've got or how Brian can help, give him a call and be specific with where you're at and let him understand how to help you. That's something that Brian does very well.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
Yeah. So the Presenter Box, it's purely online. Is that right? Everything goes online?
Yep. Everything's online. You have all the access to all the services, all the tools. And then one of the things that's kind of cool, one of the pieces of technology that we have that's included is you get your own online presentation room that's available 24/7. So whether you want to just do a video conference with a client, record a video, or do a full-on webinar, you have access to that. And then once you finish your presentations, you pretty much click and go. You know, you go and you submit it to us, and we do all the hard, heavy lifting for you.
So in 30 seconds or less, give me an example of somebody. Give me an example that if somebody was to call and say, I've got this need, give me an example of how you'd help them.
You know, I think the most common one we're seeing right now is a lot of people have that I call it the coffee shop talk, right, where you have that same introductory meeting with a prospect or a client each and every time. And what we do is help them record a video that we make into an automated webinar. So imagine being able to send your prospects and potential clients to watch a 15-minute webinar about who you are, what you do, what problem you solve. And it kind of pre-filters them, pre-qualifies them. So we're able to leverage their sales and marketing time right off of the bat with something like that. So that's a really popular feature that we use a lot.
Brian, thanks for coming on the show this morning. I thought it was just great just to have that information about Presenter Box and indeed the bigger picture of what you do with Go Big Company. Again, if you've got questions, Brian's phone number is 800-745-3604. He also has a website, www.presenterbox.com. So go onto Brian's website, have a look, and give him a call. He'll be there to help you. Brian, thanks for being a guest this morning.
Hey, thanks, Andrew. I really appreciate it.
We come back from break. I've got my guest from Executive Franchises, Lenny.
Money 2.0 is sponsored by Rogers and Business Services.
Call Money 1055 at 866-576-1055 and get your questions answered in real time right now on Money 2.0.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters in New York, I'm Donna Wilson. U.S. stocks are up on better-than-forecast economic reports. Vinny Del Giudice has details.
The Commerce Department reports sales of new single-family homes rose 2.1% in May to 476,000 at an annual rate, the highest in almost 5 years. That suggests housing will continue to bolster growth even with mortgage rates rising from record lows. A measure of home prices, meantime, rose by the most in more than 7 years. The S&P Case-Shiller Index of Property Values for April registered a year-over-year increase of 12.1%. Confidence in the economy is up even as borrowing costs creep higher. The Conference Board reports its Consumer Confidence Index for June rose to 81.4, the highest in 5 years, and manufacturing is making some progress. The government reports durable goods orders rose in May for the second month in a row. I'm Vinny Del Giudice, Bloomberg Radio.
The Dow is up 89 points to 14,747. S&P 500 Index up 0.8% to 1585. That's a Bloomberg Market Minute.
Are you a business owner or entrepreneur at heart? I am too. I'm Andrew Rogerson, a local business broker and host of Money 2.0. Listen live Tuesdays at 10 on Money 105.5 FM. Let's talk about how you can successfully run your business.
Tune in to Money 2.0 with Andrew Rogerson, certified business broker and author of 4 books, Successfully Start Your Business, Buy Your Business, Buy Your Franchise, and Successfully Sell Your Business. Hear Andrew Rogerson on Money 2.0 live 10 a.m. Tuesdays right here on Money 105.5 FM.
The Sacramento real estate market has definitely shifted. Prices are climbing and interest rates are still at historical lows. For the first time in years, many homeowners are discovering equity in their home. With over 50 years of combined experience, Rick, Donna, and Doug, hosts of Total Real Estate Hour, will discuss all your mortgage options, prepare a free comprehensive market value report on your home, and discuss their home sale guarantee. Visit TotalRealEstateHour.com for more information.
Market Wrap host Mo Ansari compares the markets to a roller coaster ride.
Don't try to get too cute with the market and try to get out at the very top and realize, oops, that wasn't the top, then try to get back in. Then it corrects, then you get out again, and then you say, oh, that was the top, and I got in, and now I'm behind. Let me sell out. You sell out, market goes right back up. You'll drive yourself crazy doing that. And I see so many people trying to do that. And emotionally, it just takes a toll on them. And then they realize, oh, yeah, I better get somebody to do it.
If you're ready for some help with your investments, call Compaq Asset Management at 800-388-9700 and schedule your free consultation with Mo Ansari. That's 800-388-9700, 800-388-9700.
Compaq Asset Management is a registered investment advisor, funds custodian, Fidelity Institutional Wealth Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Money Experts, every morning at 10 on Money 2.0. Now, back to the host, Andrew Rogerson.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm the host of the show, Andrew Rogerson, and I've got a guest this morning from the East Coast, and he's the, I think he's the CEO. I'll check his title with him in a minute, but he's from a company called Executive Care Franchise, and Executive Care helps families look after individuals who are getting on in years, and he's put together a franchise to support the families and the needs of the individuals. And his name is Lenny Verkhoglats. Lenny, did I get close to pronouncing your last name correctly?
You were pretty close. Thank you. that's quite all right. I'm joined by my wife, Mila. She's my wife and a business partner. So I brought her along. She's passionate about the business, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy listening to what she has to say.
That's great. I'm glad Mila is there. I can definitely pronounce Mila. Mila. Hi, Mila. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, and it's much easier to pronounce Mila than your last name or Lenny's last name. So thank you for coming on. Lenny, give me a bit of background. You've come to the Executive Care Franchise, but I'm sure you didn't leave school and start Executive Care Franchise. I think you've come through some studies and MBAs and those sorts of things. Is that right?
Absolutely. I have a bachelor's degree in information technology from New York City University and a master's in finance, again, from a New York City university. I've been in the corporate world for nearly 20 years, as in the multiple positions and functions, as a software developer, as a manager in financial, and then I was managing departments. So I have a whole gamut of a whole spectrum of experiences that I brought along with me, and that, you know, gave me the discipline, gave me the ability to focus on a goal. And when we decided to go into this business, everything I've learned helped me tremendously.
Now, that's intriguing. So you've had a 20-year background in corporate America. So you've had that corporate background, and you said to yourself at some point, I'm tired of working for a corporation. I want to start my own business. Is that what happened?
Partly true. It's just part of the story, really. Yes, we've come into this business somewhat by an accident, and it was planned at the same time, I should say. What happened was, well, Mila is better at telling the story of what exactly happened.
Well, thank you again for letting us be on your excellent show.
Sure.
How it happened, I was also in the corporate world for many, many, many years. And one day a call went out to our neighborhood that elderly woman was left alone while her daughter traveled on vacation on a cruise. And when the call came out, and I received that call, as some other people have, I actually went into the house to meet the woman. Her name is Helen. And when I met her, I said, I cannot leave, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to help her out until her daughter comes home. And it happened to be Valentine's Day, and I had plans to enjoy our Valentine's Day with my husband and our children. But things have changed, and I called my husband. Instead of just, you know, walking out of the house like maybe a few other people did, we celebrated our Valentine's Day together, and we slept in her house for almost 2 weeks on an aerobed.
Wow.
And I just fell in love with this amazing woman who was bedbound, who was left alone and wasn't able to do anything at all for herself, even get food or water. So I helped her throughout those, you know, almost 2 weeks. And I think that experience made me realize that there's definitely people like her that we can help, that we can make better, that we can make stronger. And that experience opened my eyes to this business, and this is something that Lenny and I started talking about, and together with my brother, we have opened up Executive Care, and we have taken our business from one client at a time, small to a larger to whatever our people need, and we service them.
It's fantastic. So,
I was saying this was a moment of transformation for us. And we said, look, we have good careers, and we said to ourselves, no matter how good your job is, no matter how good your paycheck is, having your own business, there's no substitute.
Right.
There's no freedom in doing what you want to do, and this upward potential is limitless, as opposed to having a job in some corporation.
That's fantastic. And, you know, most businesses come to life because they meet a need, and that's exactly how your business came to life. You saw a need, and you helped somebody, and from that you've taken that care and that love you have for other people and put it into a business. So I think that's fantastic. What are some of the services you provide at Executive Care? What do you have a range of services you help people with?
Yes, absolutely. We provide a whole range of services. Starting with non-medical home care, which consists of services such as companionship, personal care, live-in care, housekeeping, etc. We also provide a skilled nursing care for adults and children, which is a bit more serious. Folks with more serious conditions require more hands-on care from nurses. We also provide geriatric care management and medication management. Basically, what we build value for our business by incorporating many other services just beyond just non-medical care into our business, And this model makes our business more attractive, our franchise more attractive to investors and potential franchisees.
So you've got a real cross section of services you've provided. How long ago did you start the business? It's been going for a few years.
We started our business in 2004.
Okay.
So we're all coming on our 10th year.
Right.
And we really enjoy the business. It's dynamic. We love coming to the office every day. There's always different. There's no days alike. There's always challenges, but there's always rewards as well.
And the most important thing is what our services do for people that we take care of, how we discharge somebody and they're bedbound and you see them start walking or start moving a little bit with each day. They get better and better, and that's really what makes us happy and makes us, you know, keep going with everyday lives.
That's great. We've got to take a break. I've got some more questions when you come back from break. So if you're listening, thank you for listening to 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm the host of your show, Andrew Rogerson. And when you come back from break, I've got some more questions for Lenny and Myla, who are with Executive Care Franchise.
Money 2.0 is sponsored by Rogerson Business Services.
Call Money 105.5. At 866-576-1055 and get your questions answered in real time right now on Money 2.0.
Are you a business owner or entrepreneur at heart? I am too. I'm Andrew Rogerson, a local business broker and host of Money 2.0. Listen live Tuesdays at 10 on Money 105.5 FM. Let's talk about how you can successfully run your business.
Tune in to Money 2.0 with Andrew Rogerson, certified business broker and author of 4 books, Successfully Start Your Business, Buy Your Business, Buy Your Franchise, and Successfully Sell Your Business. Hear Andrew Rogerson on Money 2.0 live, 10 a.m. Tuesdays, right here on Money 105.5 FM.
Control. We can see socks for miles.
I'm sorry, Lunar One. Did you say socks?
Miles and miles of socks.
Like we wear on our feet.
Roger, Control. The socks appear to cover the entire dark side of the moon.
In pairs?
No, just random socks and giant, fierce mountains of dryer lint.
The search is over! Yeah!
There are some things you can search for and never ever find, but when it comes to finding a local job, SacramentoHelpWanted.com has made the search super easy and free.
Do you see any purple argyle?
Search by keywords or phrases to find hundreds of jobs in accounting, HR, recruiting, retail, or healthcare or IT, and post your resume in minutes.
Lots of tube socks and a holy cow, there is a river of knee-highs.
I guess the search is over. Check us out. We're SacramentoHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Are you sure you don't see any purple argyles?
Money experts, every morning at 10 on Money 2.0. Now, back to the host, Andrew Rogerson.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm the host of the show, Andrew Rogerson. And my guests this morning, Lenny and his wife, Myla, and they own Executive Care Franchise. They're based in New Jersey. Have I got that right?
Correct.
And Lenny, before the break, you were saying you started the business in 2004. So you've had the business has been going 10 years, and I'm sure that 10 years has really helped you build the quality of all the different services and products you've put together. That's been instrumental in helping you get where you are right now?
Absolutely. We took our time to develop the business properly and develop a model that we could franchise and offer it to potential franchisees. And we've, as I tell all my franchisees, we've made all the mistakes for you. So when you step into this business, you're going to step into something that has been developed and perfected for a long time. And the way we present, we train our people is even innovative in our minds, is that we don't rush franchisees straight into a training room, give them everything in one sitting, and send them off. Our training is more methodical, more structured. Our training could take up to several months to complete. So this way, once we give them, everything is given to them piecemeal.
Yep.
So this way, when everything's set up, they come to our training, and they can start their business immediately without looking back.
That's a tremendous investment you're making in training if the training goes for months. I mean, a lot of franchisors, you know, roll out training in a week or maybe 2 weeks, but you've made a tremendous commitment to the training aspect of the business.
Well, we have a lot more that we offer to our franchisees so they can come into the world and not just say, oh, I can make 200 hours as soon as I open my door.
Right.
We want them to know how to make it, how to be successful. And their success is our success. And that's the reason why we take our time and we spend our time with them and taking them step by step through the process, even when they leave our training.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic. So what are some of the advantages you see in an executive care franchise? Because there are different franchise models available. What are some of the advantages of the executive care model?
Well, initially, one of the major differences are the territories that we offer to our franchisees is 500,000 people. It's double of a typical senior care franchise. Second of all, we are not just a senior care franchise. We are a home care franchise. And as I described to you previously, we offer a whole spectrum of services to our franchisees to offer to their clients. This generates more revenue, more profits, and keeps them successful. If they're successful, we are successful. We award only choice territories based on demographic mapping software that we utilize. We identify areas that will produce the most profits. After all, we are a private pay model, so we need to concentrate on areas that can provide the most revenue for the franchisees. We also offer a 6-month for free services such as payroll and billing, so that franchisees can concentrate on building the business, hire the staff, and concentrate getting the business. We also offer our technology platform for 6 months free of charge. We have sliding scale royalties. And we also make financial representations in our FDD, which is important to a lot of franchisees.
Yep. No, that's tremendous. The speaker I had on last week's show was talking about technology. And, Lenny, I know that's part of your background. I'm sure the technology is a critical component of the executive care franchise.
Absolutely. Like you said, having been in technology for nearly 20 years, when we started our business, we looked around for a provider or a vendor that would give us the best software possible, and we couldn't find any.
Mm-hmm.
So I did find one outfit in California, actually, in San Francisco area,
yep,
who was willing to work with me on perfecting their software and customizing it and improving it to the way it should be. And at the very end, right now, it's at a state where it is almost perfect. And it allows us to do things like telephony, which really means we have to keep track of hundreds of caregivers out in the field. It allows us to keep track of staff. They call in from client's home, call out. It allows us to do billing, payroll, CRM, customer relationship management system for our sales staff, client portal software, which allows us to have caregivers and family members to log in and monitor care of their loved ones. And the list is lengthy, but we build a platform which is really perfect for this business.
Now, that's fantastic. Like all industries, all, you know, things are constantly changing. So again, having the technology that can adapt as the market changes, that's to me, that's a critical piece of your success. I spent 5 years at HP, so I've got a bit of tech background, and so I'm seeing, you know, anything to do with technology, it's got to keep evolving, keep changing. The previous guest I had on the show was just rolling out a new technology doing videos. So technology is so critical to all businesses these days, and it has to help the business adapt, or if a business falls behind, it loses market share and the competitors take over. So I really love what you've put together. What are some of the trends you see happening in your industry? Are things changing? Is that a constant part of your industry?
Absolutely. we're really in the medical field, and as you know, there's a lot of regulation overseeing our industry. So we have to be on top of everything, really, from anywhere from the federal level down to the local level. We need to watch for all the regulations and rules as they come out. And of course, beyond the legal aspect of our business, of course, the biggest trend that we're seeing is the aging of the baby boomers.
Right.
This will be a tremendous business opportunity.
Yep.
For business people and people in home care and medical field. Even Obamacare, there's a lot of wrong with it, but it gives us an opportunity from a home care aspect of driving patients to us because of all the cuts in Medicare. Institutions will send patients home a lot quicker from hospitals and nursing homes, hopefully into our hands. We're still on a lookout of what's happening there. It's not 100%, but I think this is the most positive aspect of this law.
And that's kind of answers the question that I was asking about changes. The Obamacare law has been rolled out, but there's no question there's going to be change and constant change within that law. And so if your business that you're working is in that industry, which is what you're in, you're going to get exposed to change. And so being able to adapt is critical. And so I can see the ability to modify the technology and adapt it to new laws as they get rolled out going to be a critical part of what you do. You were saying before that the business isn't just purely for the seniors. What markets do executives care service? What are the different markets that you help people with?
Seniors constitute the largest portion of our business, obviously, but we don't ignore other sectors of home care. Folks with strokes, people with Parkinson's, chronic illnesses, disabled, whether mental or physically disabled people, housebound people, people that need companionship, and they're just lonely. Sometimes we need to keep seniors lonely. Engaged.
Sure.
Dementia and Alzheimer's.
So if somebody's listening, somebody's listening to the show and they're thinking about buying a franchise, do you have a description of the ideal franchise buyer, or do you avoid trying to have a too idealistic approach?
Of course. We like folks, people that have strong management or marketing skills. That would be people that, similar to myself, I would say, that came from a corporate background, and people that are willing to learn and they have passion to succeed and that they have really good time management skills. Because when franchisees come into this business, they're not going to be taking care of patients. They're going to be hiring people to do that. So what they need to do is manage the business, really. And it's a multifaceted enterprise, anywhere from billing, payroll, financials, overseeing the staff, managing the staff. The list goes on and on.
Right.
And we'd like people to obviously fit into our system. Although we encourage innovation and we'd like to hear innovation from our franchisees, we like people to follow our proven system, and that will go a long way.
Yeah, that's great. I like the way you said that. The typical franchisee, you're looking for somebody to manage the business as opposed to working in it. And that's one of the questions I get. I help people buy franchises. And so one of the things I have to remind them is that as the franchisee, as the owner of the territory, often you're not involved in the day-to-day work, but your responsibilities are involved in managing the business and making sure that all the pieces are working. How many employees would a typical franchisee have working in their franchise?
If you're talking about staff in the office, I would say anywhere between 5 to 10 people in the office, and in the field, it's hard to say. A franchise business with 50 employees out in the field is a substantial business, but there's no limitation as to how many employees you can have. We employ hundreds of caregivers. There's no reason why a franchisee can't do the same. So there's no ceiling to the business.
So the critical thing is the executive or the franchise owner in their territory, and then they have their administrative staff underneath them that operates the business, and then you have the caregivers that are out in the field doing the field work. Is that the business model?
That's the model, correct.
And if they follow our model, they will be very successful.
And so I think one of the big questions was, you know, you're talking about hiring caregivers. How do you find the caregivers? I'm sure that's one of the challenges that a franchisee has to navigate through, is hiring the caregivers to provide the service to the clients.
Yes, it's one of thorniest issues in this business. We will have at some point, I think, more clients than we will have caregivers to provide care to the clients. But you always have to keep hiring, recruiting, retaining, and keeping the best people in your business, because the caregivers are the people that make your business. So we are always on the prowl, meaning we're always advertising, always hiring people to come into the office and fill out an application, and only obviously the best people stay with us. Let's say 20 people come to interview, we only select a couple because we're looking for quality.
Yep. No, fantastic. Lenny and Marla, thank you so much for being a guest on the show this morning. Great to have you here. I think what you're putting together is a tremendous service to the community. Obviously, you're able to do it and allow a business owner to make some money, which helps keeps the community going. So thank you for putting your product together, and thank you for being a guest on the show this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you've got questions about buying Executive Care franchise, please give me a call. My number is 916-570-2674. What I enjoy doing is talking to entrepreneurs who are thinking of getting into business, and I go through a consultative process. So spend time with you, go through the options, and make sure that buying a franchise is right for you. So thank you for listening this morning. You've been on 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. We'll talk to you next Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Bye for now.
Money 2.0 is sponsored by Rogerson Business Services.